Saddam on the gallows. Saddam Hussein is gone. The president of Iraq, who fell out with his imperial paymasters in Washington, was hanged for his hubris amidst taunts by supporters of Muqtada al-Sadr, head of the Shia Mahdi army. His crime? Surely not the killing of his Shia opponents, nor his torture of Iraqis. For in the grim aftermath of these events, U.S. envoys like Donald Rumsfeld continued to skin and grin with him, shaking his hand and sending him more tools of war and weapons of mass destruction. If he was guilty of crimes against humanity, what of those many Americans who aided and abetted him? What of those many Western businesses which armed him and profited from such arms deals? It is a sign of our cynical times that the nation that egged on and armed Saddam during his long and brutal war with Iran, that looked the other way when he waged his reign of repression against the Shia majority, now deigns to punish him for doing their bidding. Saddam was sentenced to death for human rights violations that happened in 1982, right? Well, why did the U.S. sign diplomatic treaties with Iraq in 1984? In the remarkable book, Behind the Iraq War, written by the Indian activist group Research Unit for Political Economy, we learn diplomatic relations were formally restored, quote, well after the United States knew and a UN team confirmed that Iraq was using chemical weapons against the Iranian troops, unquote. In fact, in 1986, when the UN Security Council tried to condemn Iraq for using mustard gas against Iran's troops, the U.S. blocked the resolution. The U.S. loved Iraq during the War of the Cities, when almost a million people on both sides were slaughtered. But Saddam got too big for his britches. He thought he could do whatever he wished. Saddam didn't know that this was a pleasure reserved to the U.S. empire. For only the U.S. could start a war on this scale, cause the death of over 500,000 people, use false pretexts to invade a sovereign state, torture its people, ravage cities like Fallujah, wreak untold national and regional havoc, and call it liberation. History will prove this is but a minor blip on the road to oblivion. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.